the man, the myth, the legend.
Martin Luther Vander.
Thank you. Thank you, folks. Appreciate that, everybody. Welcome to Monday. This is Martin Zender, please. All right, it's a little too much. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. That's a little too much. I was just kidding. You can keep cheering. I'm going to be talking about myself today. Okay. That's right. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself today. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks. Thank you. How you doing? How you doing today? All right. All right. You can be quiet now anytime. Oh, wow. What a welcome. Yeah, it's Monday. Did you have a good weekend? Yeah, neither did I. I didn't have a good weekend either. Actually, I'm glad it's Monday. Hang on one second here, will you? I feel that I need to tie up some loose ends. I want to tell you about myself and why I used to believe in the rapture, why I then went about 2, 3, 4, 5 years not believing in it, I was talked out of it, and how I came to understand that it's not a rapture, it's a snatching away. This is a metamorphosis. It's a long and winding road. Now, I used to be a Christian. Oh, boy, those were the days. No, they were terrible days. Well, I didn't know they were terrible at the time. I used to believe the standard Christian story. The first person I listened to was, who's that guy? Hal Lindsey. Yeah, I know everybody's laughing. He used to listen to Hal Lindsey. Hal Lindsey set dates for the return of Christ. Hal Lindsey was a mega Christian. Yes, he was. And he did set dates. And I think this was around 1981, 82. Hal Lindsey said that the rapture was going to be in 1986. I was excited. I was ready to go meet my Lord. Well, let me tell you, the rapture of olden days that I heard about was a three-ring circus authored by Christianity. And as I told you on Frothy Friday, if Christians believe it, then it's wrong. But I was young. I wasn't very discerning. I was still sucking the milk of the institutional breast, and I was not weaned to be able to discriminate Scripture for myself. All right, there's a lot of in between steps here, but I'm going to take you to the major steps. I was next introduced in 1982 to a man called Ray Prinzing. Now, my wife Melody introduced me to this man. Great guy, loved his teaching. I got a lot of his tapes back then. Used to drive back and forth to the postal service with Ray's tapes in there, and this was more mature teaching. Now, you folks might not know this, but it was through my wife Melody that I learned that God was the Savior of all mankind. Yeah, I know, I didn't always believe it. I used to condemn people. I remember calling my mother one time. I actually share this little anecdote in the book Martin Zender Goes to Hell. I was so concerned that she was still a Catholic, that she was going to go to hell, and I believed in hell. Now, you know me, I was just as zealous then as I am now, but I was zealous for the error, and I called her and I said, I just want to warn you that if you stay in your Catholic church with the rotish traditions, your salvation by works, doctrines, all these God-defiling things that I thought were going to keep her from God, I said, you're going to suffer in torment forever. What a terrible message. I can't believe I actually said that to my mother. Did it go over well? Well, what do you think? No, it went over horribly. Went over terribly, and she's probably never recovered from it. God bless her. Well, she's still a Catholic, and I've since told her, look, I said some things that were wrong back then. I apologize for that. Strange thing is, she believes in eternal torment. It's a big mess, isn't it? But the truth is simple, as I've said before. Anyway, I used to believe this. My wife, Melody, talked me out. Well, she wasn't my wife then. She was my fiance. And it was her father who first introduced me to this idea. I like to tell people that I embraced it right away. My wife reminds me continuously that I did not embrace it right away. She said I argued with Art, my father-in-law, and I reckon I did. And I remember I was working at a hospital back then, and I was sharing this with some of my coworkers. I said, you won't believe what my fiance's dad says. He says that everybody's eventually going to get to heaven. And I just couldn't believe it. I didn't believe it. I came up with so many scriptures that I thought refuted it, and these scriptures were shot down one by one. That's the sound of my scriptures being shot down. But things really changed for me when my father-in-law gave me a book. And the book was called The Restitution of All Things by Andrew Jukes. Oh, man, this guy had big-time ammo. He had some verses I'd never seen before. He explained the Aeonian times to me, the eons, a word that appears in Scripture 175 times, but who would know it because the common translations have obscured it. That was a revelation to me. And it was a gradual transition for me. I don't know, maybe it was 2-3 years. I eventually came to see the truth. This book was a real hammer to my skull. And I thank you, Art White, for that revelation. So then I was introduced to Ray Prinzing. Ray Prinzing was a teacher in accord with the kingdom of God. Oh man, they're pushing me to end this. Yeah, we've gone over, but I know, they say it's too short. I know. You folks have been telling me it's too short. I know. I want to talk more every day, but I got to give this in bite-sized pieces. We're going to gather around the campfire this week, and I'm going to tell you tales that you would not believe. We're going to talk about the snatching away, the rapture, how I came to not believe it, then believe it. Ray Prinzing was a player here, as was my wife Melody, as was the Holy Spirit. I'm Martin Zender, and we will talk to you tomorrow.